The company's name, GEITS, is short for Global Environmental Infrastructure Technology Solutions. The firm first approached the Adams County Board with a plan for a floating power plant to clean up pollution in Lake Peatonwill. While the county is yet to move forward, the city of Adams is moving full speed ahead. In a unanimous vote, the Adams Council approved an agreement with GEITS that would lead to a new office headquarters, a $20 million factory for solar products, and an alternative energy power plant. Adams City Administrator Bob Ellisor compares this Australian technology invasion to the British music invasion of the 60s.
The city of Adams is going to be center stage to the Midwest, if not the nation, for this new innovative technology. This is their introduction into North America. And I got to say, I think this Australian invasion into America, I think, is bigger than the Beatles.
Ellisor says Adams will use GEITS technology to clean up its wastewater and will convert its streetlights for solar power. The Australian company has also approached the Adams Friendship Area School District with a solar energy proposal, according to District Administrator Steve LaValle.
Put solar panels at all of our buildings that are in town, which would include our high school, middle school, elementary school, the administration office, as well as the bus garage. It's a decision the board's looking at very carefully. It's an exciting opportunity.
The Adams Friendship Area School Board voted 9-0 to draft a possible legal agreement with GEITS for the solar panel technology. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.